This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Congressman Rob Bishop, who represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. We want to talk about a number of key issues in the headlines today, as well as some of the efforts that House Republicans are undertaking in order to solicit as many ideas from the American people as possible and putting together their platform as to what they would pursue if they regain the majority come November. Congressman, always great to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Well, as a representative from Utah, obviously you're right next door to Arizona, where the immigration issue is hot and heavy and dominating all the headlines. Of course, the state passed laws that gives local and state authorities the power to enforce federal immigration laws. Now the president, just in the past day or so, has sent about 1,200 National Guard troops to the border. What's your sense on the urgency of this issue, and what do you make of the president's response yesterday?
Well, Greg, I appreciate that opportunity because and I heard that news outlet that the president was sending the 1,200 guys down there, and I applaud him for that effort because the level of violence has become unprecedented back there. However, I'm also the ranking member on Public Lands Subcommittee back here, and we have found out that if you look on the southern border from California through El Paso, almost over 40% of all the land is owned by the federal government. And unfortunately, the input for the illegal drug trade, human traffickers, and potential terrorists are all now coming across federal lands because of federal policy that allows it. What we have found is that most of that federal land is being managed as if wilderness designation and endangered species has to be the highest priority. And indeed, the Department of Interior and Forest Service on their lands are prohibiting the Border Patrol from doing their jobs. If you see that they have taken some of the barricades that used to be used on the border and are no longer needed because of the fence, those barricades are now being put across roads to stop the Border Patrol from having vehicle entry into these areas. The bottom line is, it really doesn't matter how many people the president wants to send down there. Until we change the policies to allow the Border Patrol to do their jobs and have total access to every area along the border, and our number one priority is border security, we're not going to solve the problem. Entrance and exiting into this country are coming on federal lands, and they are being allowed because federal policy prohibits Border Patrol from doing their jobs.
Congressman, what have you heard from the Border Patrol? What specific directives have they gotten from the federal government when it comes to patrolling federal lands?
Well, first of all, there are barricades that are stopping them from going in there. Rob Krentz is a rancher that was killed a couple of weeks ago in Arizona. The guy who did the crime came across federal lands and went back to Mexico across federal lands. And indeed, there is a road that goes into those federal lands that is barricaded right now by the Department of Interior, in this case Fish and Game, to prohibit them from going in there. We had a deputy sheriff who had to get out of his vehicle and walk into a wilderness area where he was ambushed once again by a drug cartel gang. Now, that's the problem we have. It even comes with the policy. For example, the Park Service will tell me, well, they will allow the Border Patrol to go in on exigent circumstances. The Interior's definition of that is it has to be a life or death situation. Border Patrol's definition of exigent circumstances is they have to have evidence of a crossing. There are elements where you don't necessarily need a fence, but you need to have electronic tracking devices that are prohibited from being put into areas because of the land designation, which means we have gaping holes for potential terrorists coming in here. So once again, to be honest, and we do have a bill. I think it's 5016, sponsored by me, the ranking Republican on resources, ranking Republican on Homeland Security, and the ranking Republican on Judiciary, to simply say our priority has to be securing the border first, not land management systems. If that was in place, I don't think Arizona may have had the angst or the anxiety or the anger that was necessary to actually push their legislation, because there would be an idea of security that we're doing the right thing on the border, but we're not. So I understand what's happening in Arizona, and I understand, I think we should see what happens and learn from it. But we should also change our policies, and that is simply an administrative decision that needs to be enforced. And if not, I hope our bill goes through that says this is what our priority has to be.
Congressman, we've heard rumors that the Justice Department may challenge this law in Arizona, which would take effect in about a couple of months. We've also heard rumblings that immigration enforcement, ICE officials, may not take referrals from Arizona authorities. What have you heard on whether or not those will actually happen, and what message would it send if either or both do happen?
One of the concepts of federalism is that you have to allow states to experiment. What we need to do right now is allow Arizona to experiment, see how well this works. If the federal government steps in to tell a state not to do something which is clearly in their purview, not only does it harm us on this issue, but it harms the idea of the balance of power between state and local government. So it's a twofer that could be bad. But what I think, what I'd like to have come out as a message, that if we simply did what common sense would tell us to do, what people want us to do on the border, we could solve this problem as well. Because the people we're concerned about are the bad guys, the illegal drugs coming here, the violence against women on human trafficking, and there have been terrorists who have come across our border in the south. And if I could add one other caveat to make it even more dangerous out there, we have the same problem in the north. There are 12 national parks, 4 Indian reservations in 13 states, and 1,000 miles of federal land on the north border, which has this exact same problem and the exact same circumstance. In the Spokane sector, for example, the Border Patrol was prohibited from going into public lands on the Canadian border because they may endanger grizzly bears. We simply cannot do that any longer.
We're talking with Utah Congressman Rob Bishop. And Congressman, in our last couple of minutes here, I know that House Republicans are launching an effort to make sure that the American people get a say in what your platform will be if you're able to regain the majority in this year's midterm elections. What are you hearing so far, and what kind of input are you looking for?
Well, we're launching a process called AmericaSpeakingOut.com, in which we're inviting people to come in and give priorities. Not necessarily for the platform for the next future, but we're actually looking about what we can do now as far as priorities, interest areas in policy today. And what we were just talking about, I hope, is going to be one of those areas in which we can get some input from people. I hope that common sense rules out, but sometimes you wonder. But that's the process. We want to get feedback from people, make it a two-way communication to see where America's priorities are and make sure that government is addressing those priorities. And empowering people, giving them some options in their lives on how we can move forward.
Give the website again?
AmericaSpeakingOut.com.
And I know in our last few seconds here that you're also part of an organization looking for a strong 10th Amendment. We'll talk about that real briefly.
Yeah, the federal system, federalism, is supposed to be a balance between state and national governments. It is not the old concept of states' rights, which is about power. This is talking about balance, so that one should be able to frustrate the other. It also means that not every program has to come out of Washington to be effective. What we're looking about are ways that we can disperse programs and authority, as well as the cash that stay with the states, back down to the states so they can do programs with great deal of efficiency and creativity that we probably can't do that, right? So we have started the task force on the 10th Amendment. Once again, if people want to look at that, if they want to go to robbishop.gov/10th Amendment, they can find out about that effort as well.
Congressman, a lot of issues that I know you're looking for public input on. Thanks very much for your time today.
Greg, it's nice to talk to you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.